This is the Bloomberg Advantage with Carol Masser and Corey Johnson on Bloomberg Radio.
Yeah, brand new bag. You should have seen
my
heard Carol Masser when she just walked in after the break. She walks in and she sees a couple of purses sitting there. They just look like purses to me, handbags. But
this
Jeffrey
is
Burke
not
here,
just a purse.
Founder and managing director of Privé Porté.
This is like the holy grail of bags.
Which one?
It's the Birkin bag from Hermès.
That's right.
Jeff, nice to have you here with
Jeff,
us.
Jeff, coach awesome me up on this here. Stuff. I know nothing about these fancy bags except that they make people like Carol scream when they walk into a room. Oh, my God.
Well, tell us about your company a little bit.
Sure. We are the, as of now, evolved to the world's largest reseller of these Hermes Birkin bags. It is pretty well known that they're very, very difficult to get. There are many, many players in the sector, like The RealReal and eBay and Vaunt and Gilt, that sell used bags. But our niche that we've been able to do is to be buying and selling the bag that is otherwise unused, never carried. And for the true collector, the woman that is trying to worship the brand and build up her closet and go admire it every day, they're coming to us from all over the world because we're able to get bags that are unused.
Story in the Daily News yesterday that Charlie Vollmer, our technical director, shared with me that Floyd Mayweather just dropped $400,000 on five of these bags.
Four travel bags and an orange Birkin. It was only one Birkin.
Only one orange Birkin. Okay.
Yes.
Sorry, I don't, like I said,
you gotta know difference. You gotta know your bags at Hermes. Anyway.
So how big is this market?
Well, the luxury resale and used market, a lot of people have been saying at minimum it's a $1 billion market. I could tell you, as getting strictly to what we're talking about here in this Hermes reselling band, we did about $17 million last year, and through my metrics, because Hermes is really cagey. They don't come out with their statistics on how many bags they produce.
They don't break it down.
No, they don't. But of course, I'm a business news geek, so I'm always studying and trying to connect the dots. So I'm going to guess that even though we did probably $17 million last year, we only did maybe 2% of the actual opportunity of bags that are out there floating around the marketplace that people are buying and selling.
What do you make of this market and kind of the mystique that has been created? And you and I started talking before we got going here, and I said, you know, we used to hear that there were these lists that you would have to put your name on, and you'd go in at certain days and you'd talk to them. Talk to us about this kind of mystique or lack thereof.
I do believe it's a mystique, and it really goes back to, there's a pretty famous book written called Bringing Home the Birkin, mm-hmm. and this gentleman developed a theory that he can go in, and if he bought a couple bracelets or trinkets or notebooks, he could persuade them to sell him a Birkin, and that's, he wrote a great book about his storyline, and that policy still exists today. You know, they're saving this, but it's not displayed. You can't walk in and see it. They don't really talk about it. It's just notorious and very mysterious. And they are saving these bags. And these bags, of course, come in various degrees. They go from 12,000 to 90,000
right.
at an Hermes retail. And they're saving the best for their best customers. The woman that's coming in and dropping $30,000 on tabletop, $8,000 poker chips, the true
wait,
Hermes.
Sorry. Wait, gotta back up. What are you talking about? Tabletop poker chips?
Yeah, it's, you know, for the Hermes enthusiast, they want to.
It's like a high roller in a
wait, like
casino.
Actual poker chips?
Yeah. Yeah, for
sure.
For
use in playing cards.
Or putting on your shelf and telling all your friends that those are $8,000 poker chips.
Okay. I don't have a dog in this fight. And Carol asked the question, what year was one of these bags? So what bags are we looking at right here?
Well, one I came in, because I really thought she would get a kick out of seeing it, is a 35 centimeter. That's their classic size.
Right.
They're bigger and smaller, but this
right.
is the one you see on your friends. This one is a Bordeaux.
I've never seen this look on you
for
ever.
For red wine. And the thing that makes this bag really special, it's a Perosis alligator. And a Perosis is the, out of all the different exotic skins
stunning.
They use,
yeah.
the Perosis is the most valuable because it's the hardest to raise, the most pampered in captivity, and they're raising these crocodiles.
It's like the Kobe beef of crocodiles?
They treat these alligators so well that they're literally feeding them chicken
rarer,
and Kobe beef.
But rare,
yeah. And, you know, a fun fact about the Perosis is that the scales on this bag and every other bag are unique, no different than the thumbprint for you and me.
Yeah.
This is the only print in aggregation of the scales.
So, Jeff, what does something like this go for?
Well, if you were able to get Hermes to sell you one of these, the U.S. retail right now is $68,000.
Okay.
And what?
What?
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I wrote a lead into this.
$68,000 retail?
That's right.
Well, you guys, there was a bag that just sold last week. It was almost $300,000. I'm like, you could buy a house. You could send a kid to college. I mean,
yeah.
this is what the kind of money we're talking about.
Yeah, we're kind of excited about that over there because, you know, the big player in this high-end resale industry are Christie's and Heritage Auctions are the biggest fanfare. And we're kind of psyched up that we beat that Christie's record that they had a year ago for the $298,000.
You sold that bag.
We sold that bag.
That's pretty remarkable. Was there
a bit
of a bidding war?
Well,
or how do you do that? Like, do you put it up and do people bid on it?
Well, our core business and the thing that I'm really the most proud of is that all our sales almost exclusively are driven off our Instagram. We've built up
remarkable.
A passionate following of Hermes freakazoids that follow us and drool over the pictures. And we put up a bag, this bag that in front of you, we're going to put on Instagram in a second. And somebody will call us from Saudi Arabia or Buenos Aires or Malibu in the case of that record setting
or
bag.
Or Bloomberg Radio.
Exactly. And it's very simple. They text us or email us and we break down a price, they wire us the money, and out the door it goes.
So social media works.
I've got about 1,000 questions for you right now. let's start with one. You talked about that type of skin used in this kind of bag.
Yeah.
Very limited edition, very difficult to make. I would imagine a single blemish on that crocodile, the crocodile hits by another crocodile or something. Suddenly that skin can't be used.
Oh, it's totally true. In fact, kind of gearing up for this conversation today, I did some more research on it. You guys had a great article 2 years ago about the crocodile skin. And the biggest thing is keeping these nasty fellas away from each other.
Right.
Because once the teeth marks...
They get marred, yeah.
That bag's going... That leather's going to Michael Kors then.
Fascinating. So do you
say
like...
Say it so. Oh, Michael Kors. He would do anything.
I mean, Hermes, do you like them? Do you not like them?
I've been in luxury goods my whole life, and I have super admiration for some brands that I personally feel run their businesses as true luxury houses. Graff Diamonds, Hermes, Wynn Resorts, and Hermes, they've slightly lowered their outlook for this year, but they are certainly not getting crushed as some of the other people that like Prada or LVMH.
God, I wish you were here for 5 more minutes, just because I want to keep it back here. Come back. Jeffrey Burke, we got to run. Founder, Managing Director, Privé Porté, based in Boca Raton, Florida, but in our Bloomberg 1130 studio with the Burke Inn.
Thank you.